This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, health challenges, you or a loved one may be confronting, 844-236-6010 is our number. And if you have comments or success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. And we do have lines open for you. We'll get to your calls at the bottom of the hour. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can check out the longevity products. We've got blog posts, news stories, as well as videos up at criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, and pharmacistben.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Everything your skin needs, nothing it doesn't. Pharmaceutical strength products without a prescription. Our Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist, Truth Transdermal C Serum, Truth Nutritional Supplements, Truth Hyaluronic Mineral Hydrate are all up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side, friends. We've been talking about sulfur, the ionic form, the charged form, the electrically charged form of sulfur, sulfate. Sulfate is sulfur with oxygen. Sulfur by itself is not really that electromagnetic. It's not really a metal like most of the elements on the periodic table. It does carry heat with it. It's known as the heating mineral. And when it's attached to oxygen, it is very electromagnetic. And by the way, the electromagnetism of sulfur comes from the sun. The sun hits our skin, it turns that sulfur into sulfate, and in that way, we are photosynthetic beings. Human beings make material out of the sun like a plant does. That's kind of an interesting little tidbit about the sun. Tell that to the next heliophobe or medical professional who tells you to make sure you stay out of the sun and wear your sunscreen. Sunscreens will prevent the formation of this electromagnetic form of sulfur. This electromagnetic form of sulfur activates vitamin D, and this is why vitamin D from the sun is the best way to get your vitamin D. It also activates cholesterol, and there's a lot of health researchers who believe that our problem with cholesterol is not really a problem with cholesterol as much as it's a problem not making enough activated cholesterol because of sun deficiency, solar deficiency, ultraviolet ray deficiency, as well as sulfur intake deficiency. We don't eat as much sulfur as we should be eating, and we don't expose our skin to the sun as much as we should be. Main sources of sulfate in the body come from amino acids, methionine and cysteine. And this is the advantage of being a carnivore. These are meat amino acids for the most part. You can also get sulfur from vegetables. Onions are a good source of sulfur. Garlic is a good source of sulfur. Sulfur has a stinky quality, so stinky veggies, cruciferous veggies are also a good source of sulfur. Cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. Sulfate, by the way, this electrically charged form of sulfur is not just an electrolyte. It's not just an electrically charged particle. It's also involved in the formation of very important biochemicals, especially for the joints. You may have seen something called glucosamine sulfate on your nutritional supplement, Nutrition Facts. The Glucogel Capsule from Longevity have glucosamine sulfate. Chondroitin sulfate is also part of the joints. And by the way, chondroitin is also amazing for the joints. And anything that's good for the joints, anything that's good for arthritis, is also going to be good for your skin. It's also going to be good for your heart. It's also going to be good for your digestive system. And indeed, sulfate is good for your skin. Sulfate is important for the heart and the circulatory system. And sulfate is also important for the digestive system. Sulfate also is part of the formation of bile salts. So bile salts also depend on sulfates. Sulfates and water have a sort of irritating reaction. That's why you see sulfate free. Sodium lauryl sulfate was removing sodium salts. Sodium lauryl sulfate was all the rage from shampoos and cleansers a few years ago. Still, you'll see sulfate free. And the whole idea being sulfate is so electrical it can cause topical irritation. And to a certain extent, that's true. Surfactants or cleansers or detergents are harsh anyway, whether they're sulfate-free or whether they're sulfate-full. Nonetheless, it's probably a good idea to avoid sulfates topically. Sulfates help cholesterol and other steroid hormones travel through the bloodstream more effectively. They keep the hormones, the steroid hormones like progesterone and DHEA and estrogen more fluidy. They help them flow through the fluids a little bit more effectively. The electronic potential of sulfate makes these fatty materials a little bit more water soluble. Sulfur is also involved in the construction of the circulatory system because it's involved in the production of collagen, and this makes sulfur the beauty mineral. For wrinkles, for photo damage, for thinning of skin, sulfur can help strengthen collagen. Sulfur can also help attract water to the dermis, help plumping it up. There's a type of sugar called a GAG or a GAG, glycosaminoglycan, that helps the dermis, the lower part of the skin, be plump and thick and beefy. That involves sulfur. Sulfur is important for the skin cells themselves. This is all of these benefits that sulfur has for the skin. It doesn't necessarily mean that you put sulfur on top of the skin and get the benefits. The best way to get your sulfur is by eating eggs and onions and cruciferous vegetables, cabbage, watercress. Dairy products are sources of sulfur. Another interesting place where sulfur plays a role in health is in chelation of toxicity, of toxins. NAC, which, as you know, is one of my all-time favorite non-essential nutritional supplements, gets much of its detoxification properties, detoxification effects, because it has a little piece of sulfur attached to it. And sulfur's electronic effects, or sulfate's electronic effects, actually help it chelate toxins like mercury. Mercury is a powerful neurotoxin. Mercury is an anti-nutrient. Mercury is associated with a whole range of neurological health challenges. Earlier this week, we talked to Susie Goodwin about her experiences with her autistic child. Autism rates are increasing dramatically. And given the well-known link between mercury and neurology, or mercury and neurotoxicity, I should say, nerve health disease, it could very well be that mercury exposure may be behind our autism epidemic. We know that mercury is put in vaccines as a preservative. Thimerosal is a mercury-containing preservative that's found in vaccines. Mercury is in fish. It's in the ocean. It's in seafood. It's in the environment. It's in the air. And there's a lot of healthcare practitioners who blame, at least partially blame, our autism epidemic on mercury exposure. And it has never, in fairness, it's never been shown conclusively that mercury poisoning is the direct cause of autism. But what we do know is autism is involved with cellular stresses and breakdown of cell structures, particularly the mitochondria, the energy-producing cells, or energy-producing structure in cells, and sulfur is specifically destructive to the mitochondria. Chelation of autism involves a chelation of minerals, or mineral imbalances, I should say, inflammatory processes, immune processes. All of these are are known to be involved or known to be affected by mercury toxicity. And even though mercury is not a, has never been shown to be a direct cause of autism, all of these indicate that maybe mercury might be involved, thus the importance of using sulfur for your autistic child. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, autism, sulfur, the digestive system, and sulfur, by the way, plays a very important role in digestive health. It's underappreciated. We'll talk about that here in a moment. If you want to purchase your longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, or just get your products at the wholesale price if you so desire. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. So, if you're dealing with an autistic child, a lot of folks think that sulfur may be related to, or sulfur deficiency may be related to autism. Mercury poisoning and sulfur deficiency go hand in hand. It's never been shown definitively that mercury is linked to autism, but we do know that autistic children have been found to have higher exposure to mercury during fetal development and early infancy, as measured by the metals in their teeth. And mercury is obviously a toxin that's found in ocean water, in seawater, in fish. It's found in the environment. Mercury toxicity is associated with a lot of problems. And one of the best ways to protect yourself from mercury is to make sure you're using N-acetylcysteine, NAC. If you're having your teeth, you're having mercury taken out of your fillings, use N-acetylcysteine. Use sulfur. Use MSM sulfur. Make sure you're eating enough onions and garlic and dairy products and eggs. And meat, for that matter. All of which are good sources of sulfur. And guess what? It turns out that gluten intolerance may be related to sulfur deficiency. And it's very possible that using MSM sulfur or making sure you're getting enough sulfur can help you with gluten intolerance. The enzymes that help the body break down gluten, the enzymes that are responsible for breaking down gluten and gluten-like substances, are sulfur-dependent enzymes. So if you combine sulfur deficiency with excessive ingestion of gluten, it could very well be that sulfur deficiency plays an important role in gluten intolerance. If you are gluten intolerant and you're still enjoying your gluten, at the very least, make sure you're getting enough sulfur, either in the form of MSM sulfur or in the form of foods or in the form of N-acetylcysteine, or by making sure you're getting enough sunshine, which electrifies the sulfur. Attention deficit disorder is another place where sulfur may play a role, or sulfur deficiency may play a role. There's a relationship, a very interesting relationship between zinc deficiency and sulfur deficiency. Zinc deficiency and sulfur deficiency go hand in hand, and we all know that zinc plays a very, very important role in mental health, and zinc deficiency is also very common. Zinc supplementation, I think zinc supplementation might even be more important than sulfur supplementation. Zinc picolinate is one of the all-time great nutritional supplements. We're going to talk about zinc here in a couple of days. Sulfur, of course, is also important, MSM sulfur. Sulfur is a delivery system for oxygen. Sulfur is a carrier for oxygen in the form of sulfate. Sulfur is also important for the production of insulin. So making sure you're getting enough sulfur can help you if you have diabetes. Sulfur is just ridiculously, ridiculously important for joint health, for blood sugar health, for collagen in the skin, for the production of enzymes. We haven't even talked about glutathione yet. Glutathione depends on sulfur. Glutathione is a major, major detoxification element. Intravenous glutathione is a great strategy for folks who are dealing with cancer, dealing with autoimmune diseases, or any kind of inflammatory health issue, or just as a regular old anti-aging strategy. I remember watching a video of a guy who had Parkinson's disease, and they showed him walking after he had a glutathione injection. After he had a glutathione injection, he was a new man. Glutathione is the body's major detoxifier. It depends on sulfur. It also depends on selenium. And there's also a relationship between selenium and sulfur, a very important relationship between selenium and sulfur. Both are involved in detoxification, and deficiencies in both selenium and sulfur are not uncommon. Sulfur inhibits the oxidation of molecules. Not exactly an antioxidant, but it slows down oxidation via its effects on glutathione. And guess what? There's no recommended daily allowance for sulfur, so nobody really knows how much sulfur you need, which is why, and given the fact that MSM sulfur, supplementation with MSM sulfur, is essentially non-toxic, it's probably a good idea to take more rather than less MSM. I personally take 3 grams of it a day. MSM is a non-toxic form of sulfur. It's the form of sulfur that's found organically in nature. It's really an awesome, awesome supplement. There are a lot of folks who use MSM topically. There's a lot of folks who use sulfur topically. And MSM isn't going to get you too many benefits. It might get you a little bit of benefit, but it's mostly an internal way to get sulfur. You can get a little bit of sulfur into your bloodstream by applying colloidal sulfur topically. It's not a great way to get blood sulfur levels up, but you might get a little bit if you use colloidal sulfur. But colloidal sulfur really excels in treating acne. That's where colloidal sulfur benefits. There are different forms of sulfur. We talked yesterday about colloidal minerals. Colloidal sulfur is sulfur that has been wrapped up with a biological protein, so it's a bigger molecule. And it's essentially non-toxic, but it does have an antibacterial effect on acne. It also helps break up keratin, which can clog pores. So colloidal sulfur, I'm going to be actually formulating some colloidal sulfur products here in the coming months. Colloidal sulfur is a nice topical treatment, especially if it's combined with salicylic acid. Colloidal sulfur, as I said, is a bigger form of sulfur than ionic sulfur, than the kind of sulfur that's than MSM sulfur, the kind of sulfur that's typically used as a supplement. And by the way, sulfur is not sulfa. A lot of folks confuse sulfa with sulfur. Sulfa, S-U-L-F-A. S-U-L-F-A is not S-U-L-F-U-R. Sulfa is a drug. Sulfa is an antibiotic. Sulfa allergies are very common. Nobody's allergic to sulfur. You hear sometimes people say, oh, I'm allergic to sulfur, when they really mean they're allergic to sulfa. Sulfa is a antibiotic. It can wreck up, create havoc in the intestine and in the digestive tract. Sulfur has no known toxicity. Colloidal sulfur has no known toxicity. And nutritional sulfur, that is. Sulfa does as an antibiotic. Fulvic sulfur or ionic sulfur is also an interesting form. Fulvic minerals are a little bit different than colloidal minerals. Yesterday we talked a little bit about fulvic or plant-derived ions. Fulvic minerals are non-colloidal. They do dissolve in water, unlike colloidal minerals. Colloidal minerals suspend in water. Fulvic minerals dissolve in water. Fulvic minerals create electrical charges in the water. Colloidal minerals will also structure water, so you get some electricity, but fulvic minerals dissolve in water. That makes them a little bit different than colloidal minerals, and they both have their advantages. Colloidal minerals are how we get our minerals from vegetables, so the body is well equipped to handle colloidal minerals. Fulvic minerals dissolve in solution, and they go right into the intestine. Fulvic minerals are really, really interesting. Fulvic minerals are negatively charged and positively charged. And that really is pretty fascinating for one molecule. One molecule, a fulvic electrolyte, that is a polyelectrolyte, a long string of electrically charged minerals, has negative charges and has positive charges, which in essence makes fulvic mineral complexes like batteries. And highly magnetic, which is why they're so important as complexes. In addition to minerals, they attract vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids, and it makes them an entire nutritional complex. You can find fulvic minerals on our website.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems predictions of a slowing U.S. economy have been off the mark. The Commerce Department releasing first quarter GDP numbers showing the economy grew at a 3.2% annualized rate, well above the 2.5% growth that economists had forecast. The growth might even be more surprising because the first quarter included more than 3 weeks of the longest government shutdown ever. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at a rally in North Texas last night defending his call to allow incarcerated felons to vote.
Once you begin taking away somebody's right to vote, you're moving down a slippery slope.
Five people dead after violent storms rolled through Texas and Louisiana, now heading into the nation's mid-Atlantic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Got lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites. And don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. The truth about skin care. Check out our Truth Trifecta, 20% off at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we'll get your calls here in just a moment, and we've got lines open, 844-236-6010. From the Lancet, which is a probably the most important medical journal next to the New England Journal of Medicine, I would say, the Lancet, general medical journal. Individual nutrition shows benefits in hospital patients. Individualized nutrition not only causes hospital patients to consume more protein, but also improves clinical treatment outcomes. This has been demonstrated in a study by researchers from the University of Basel in Switzerland in the journal Lancet. This is so important for hospital patients and also nursing home patients. For the life of me, I cannot figure out why nursing homes feed their patients these kinds of foods, breads and white bread and pudding and sweets and apple juice. It's horrible, and the hospitals are the same way. We've got a situation now where politicians want to lower drug prices. They want to make sure everybody can afford their medication. How about if we make sure everybody can take care of their nutritional needs first? We've got this medicalized culture. We've got medicalization in hospitals and medicalization in nursing homes and medicalization in schools and medicalization everywhere. How about if we have a little nutritionalization? How about if we nutritionalize our patients? How about if we make sure that everybody can afford their nutritional supplements? How about if we make sure everybody can pay for quality food? This idea of drugging the public and making sure that everybody can afford their medication is a con job. It's a way to keep people hooked on medicine, and it's a way to keep people hooked on the medical model to make sure they're constantly interacting with their pharmacies and their insurance companies and their drug and their doctors and ultimately their hospitals. So this is a clinical trial involved more than 2,000 patients at eight Swiss hospitals, and they examined the benefits of nutritional support. And what they found was, guess what? Individualized nutrition, that is nutrition that was designed for specific patients, achieved a better supply of energy and protein and led to a general improvement in treatment outcomes. The comparison showed that fewer serious complications occurred and mortality rate fell. Statistically, it was possible to prevent a serious complication in 1 out of 25 people who were treated with nutrition and 1 death in every 37 people treated. If you're in a hospital and you know somebody who is in a hospital, get them some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Likewise in a nursing home, get them some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Smuggle in bone broth. Smuggle in vegetable juice. You'll get a better outcome and you'll reduce the risks of complications and mortality. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Say good morning to our friend Dorian in Virginia. What's up, Dorian? How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Ben. My sister wants to know what she can do about a cyst on her cervix.
Cysts always need to be regarded as an estrogen condition and an insulin condition. Those are the two major, and whenever you have an estrogen problem and an insulin problem, you also have a food problem, and there's our triangle of disease. So first and foremost, for cysts and fibroids and growths that should not be appearing, use a ketogenic diet, get on the sweeties, reduce your intake of anything that spikes your blood sugar. You know the drill. The fruit juices and the sweets and the candies, but also the bread and the rice and the pasta and the potatoes, anything that spikes your blood sugar. And then balancing, making sure estrogen is being metabolized correctly, a couple strategies there. Progesterone cream can sometimes help with estrogen, using things like DIM and I3C. These are estrogen balancing supplements that you can get. Vitamin A and vitamin E can also help. But the most important strategy for any estrogenic health issues, and that involves fibroids and cysts as well as PMS and infertility or autoimmunity or even depression or chronic obesity, all of these can have an estrogen component, is making sure you're having regular bowel movements. Estrogen is dumped out through the bowels. It involves bile, so the gallbladder is important too, using lecithin, ultimate enzymes. Fiber every day, vegetable fiber in veggie juices can give you the vegetables for the good bacteria. Vegetables contain nitrates, which feed the good bacteria, and also the fiber can help with bowel movements. The phytonutrients can help balance out estrogen, and then of course making sure that you're working on your digestive health by doing the elimination diet, food elimination, staying away from foods that wreck digestive health. Gluten gets all the press, but there's a lot of elements in grains that can be problematic. Do a food diary first, and then you'll notice when she notices foods that cause any kind of digestive distress, you can eliminate those foods. And what you really want to hear, Dorian, and I know you've been listening to the program for a while, and anybody else who's been listening to the program for a while, you can hear these are the same strategies you do for pretty much everything. You work on the digestive system, you improve bowel movements, you eliminate problem foods, use digestive enzymes, you work on the blood sugar system, get on your glucogenics and your sweeties, Make sure you stay away from foods that spike your blood sugar. And then you relax or reduce stress on the body, especially by balancing out estrogen, but also by doing your slow, deep breathing techniques, relaxing the body, muscle relaxation strategies, using hot water and showers, just calming the body down. You say, cysts on the cervix, what's that got to do with my digestive system? Cysts on the cervix, what's that got to do with my blood sugar system? Cysts on the cervix, what's that got to do with my adrenal glands and my thyroid? Everything, because it all boils down to the triangle of disease. Even though you don't, it's hard to make that link. It doesn't seem like cysts on the cervix would be related to the blood sugar system. They are, because the blood sugar system affects how cells divide and grow. And a cyst is a defect in proper cell growth. Likewise with the stress system, and likewise with the digestive system. Triangle of disease. Glucogenics and Sweeties in particular, as well as the Healthy Start Pack in terms of supplementation, and then also vitamin A and vitamin E. You might also want to try pregnenolone too. Pregnenolone is not specifically an estrogen balancer, but it does have a calming effect on the stress nervous system, the adrenal thyroid complex, and sometimes pregnenolone can help as well. All right, Dorian, thank you for your call. Okay. Anything else, buddy?
Thank you so much.
All right, man. Take care. Take care. That's so important to understand. Where you see the problem in the body is not where the problem begins. If you go to a doctor, he's going to address the cysts. If you really want to address the problem, you got to get underneath the cyst. You got to get to where the growth of the cyst begins, which is going to be at the level of the triangle of disease: the blood sugar system, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid complex. And I didn't get to ask Dorian, but I can guarantee you his sister's got other health challenges. You know, nobody just has cysts on the cervix, or cysts on the ovary, or cysts anywhere else. It's part of an entire complex of bodily breakdown, and you just happen to see the cyst. All right, 844-236-6010. Good morning to Candy in Michigan. How you doing, Candy?
Hi, I'm good. I'm very good. You remember me and my low white blood cell count of 2,500?
I vaguely remember your name. Hang on, Candy. Yeah, we gotta take a break, okay? We gotta take a break.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422, or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs, and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com, or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. Got lines open, 844-236-6010. And we're talking to Candy in Michigan. Yes, I remember your name, Candy, but I don't remember exactly what we talked about. Low blood cell count, I guess.
I'll just bring you up to speed.
Okay.
I called because my white blood count had been trending downward for several years, and it was at 2,500. And I was going to get it rechecked, and you said to call you back when I got it rechecked, and I've got it up to 3,400.
What are you doing?
Well, I've been eating a lot of eggs and doing pre and probiotics, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of vitamin D, you know, just really watching my diet, lots of fruits and vegetables. But now my cholesterol is up a little bit.
Don't even pay attention to that. That's doctor nonsense, the cholesterol.
Well, good.
Thing.
Well,
that's
good.
Just doctor stupidity.
That you say that.
Yeah, no, that's doctor nonsense. But I'm wondering, so there was no reason, like, you didn't have an infection or something, or there's no reason for low white blood cell count?
And all the rest of my lab work, except for the cholesterol, is normal. My hemoglobin's good, and platelets
good for
are
you.
Normal.
How do you feel? That's always the best way to tell, to assess your health,
good.
Is how you feel.
I feel good all along, but I think I feel better. You know, now that I'm, you know, really watching my diet, my doctor had put me on that the pre and probiotics to help boost my immune system.
Good for you. Now, where did you say you were at? You were at 3,400?
2,500 was where I was.
And you're
now
up to 3,400?
3,400, yep.
All right, we're still a little bit low. You want to get it up there.
We're
gonna
check it
again. What kind of protein? What's your protein?
Well, besides the eggs, milk, I like cheese. I eat salmon and eat.
Why don't you lose the milk and the cheese? You know why we like cheese? Because of fat.
Yeah.
If cheese didn't have fat in it, you wouldn't like it very much. And if cheese didn't have salt in it, you wouldn't like it very much. Basically, the fat and salt is why you like cheese. Make sure you're getting enough EFAs. Are you doing the ultimate EFAs? How many are you doing?
I think I should probably get on that, and probably the tangy tangerine, too. I'm thinking.
Oh, heck yes. Heck yes.
I would be doing
protein smoothies. I'd be getting, I'd be doing dense protein. If you can do whey, not everybody can do whey, but if you can do whey, that's the best. If you can't do whey protein, egg protein is good. You can get egg smoothies, hemp seed protein. There's also Brazil nut protein and coconut protein. Just doing dense concentrated protein, making sure that you can process it. You don't cause any digestive health issues. That's the only thing.
Okay.
That's what you want to do. And then also make sure you're getting enough vitamin C. Beyond Tangy Tangerine,
yep,
we'll get that.
I think 1,000. Yeah, I will get those EFAs and the Tangy Tangerine. And I just wanted to ask you real quick, how do you feel about niacin?
It's awesome. It's one of the best supplements you could ever take. Get on the 100 milligram ultimate niacin. Maybe take one of those a day or even two of those a day. And the B complex and the fats are going to be really important for the blood cells. You're still kind of low on your white blood cells, but you're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, it's going to get rechecked in 6 months, yeah. I've been a nurse for 40 years.
Oh, you're a nurse?
Retired, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So you don't have any weakness or dizziness or anything like that?
No,
okay.
I feel great.
No infections or coughs or swelling or anything like that?
No, I wasn't sick at all this winter, and I've been around sick people.
Okay, well, if it wasn't so low, I would say not to worry about it, but it is pretty low. I mean, 2,400 is pretty darn low. So, all right. Well, you're doing good. You're heading in the right direction. Stay in touch with us, Candy. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thanks a lot for all the advice. Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Candy. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Good morning, Bob. I think this is my buddy Bob in Colorado. Bob, is that you?
Yes, sir, it is.
How you doing, Bob? I used to hear from you all the time.
Another
What's
day
going
in paradise.
On? What's that?
I have a client that has an 8-year-old. With, I think, stage 2 muscular apathy.
Muscular apathy? You mean muscular atrophy? What do you mean? I'm not sure what that means. Apathy? I never heard of that.
It might be apathy.
I'm not sure what you're saying. I don't know what you mean by stage 2, but an 8-year-old should not have any muscle wasting. Muscular atrophy is when your muscles just deteriorate.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? There's something majorly wrong. He's 8 years old?
Well, it's a genetic condition.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Muscular dystrophy?
No. Apathy.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but there's no 8-year-old should not have atrophying muscles. What else is going on? What else is happening?
I don't know. I just met her briefly and.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have to talk to her because that's not right. You know, there's something percolating in there. It could be malnutrition. It could be some kind of leaky gut problem where he's not absorbing his nutrients. It could be a whole bunch of things. It could be some neurological inflammatory condition. It could be muscular dystrophy. There's a lot of things that could be, but you need to see other symptoms. I'd be giving him lots of smoothies, easy to digest protein. If he can exercise, that will help. Make sure he's getting enough zinc, which is very important for neuromuscular development. Probably maybe 20 to 30 milligrams of zinc a day. He needs an entire nutritional workup, that kid. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, have him sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If he likes chicken soup, that would be great. It sounds to me like there's something more going on, though, in an 8-year-old whose muscles are deteriorating than just plain old nutritional deficiencies, but that can help. Also, you might want to consider, if you're going to go the diet and nutritional route, you might want to consider doing the whole elimination diet and food allergy kind of things. Look for problem foods, not necessarily food allergy testing, but look for foods that spike the problems. That's basically what you do when you have a mysterious condition and you don't know what's causing it. One of the first things you want to look for are foods that spike the condition, that make the condition worse, that cause the condition to flare up, and then start to eliminate those foods. And then at the same time, use digestive health strategies. Things like probiotics, good bacteria, fermented foods, fiber, all of the things that we talk about for the digestive system. But personally, if it was my kid, I would be looking for specific foods that cause problems and then eliminating those foods, focusing on digestive health. It could also be there's some blood sugar problems, but it sounds to me like it's either malnutrition or malabsorption. The supplementation will take care of the malnutrition, and then using digestive support will take care of the malabsorption. You haven't seen the kid?
Just briefly.
What did he look like? What did the kid look like? Did he look sick?
No.
He looked like a normal kid?
He was in a wheelchair.
He was in a wheelchair. Well, that's not good. Sure it's not muscular dystrophy?
No. Apathy. It's wasting, muscle wasting.
Yeah, that's muscular atrophy. That's what you're talking about.
Atrophy, okay.
Yeah, muscular atrophy.
I looked it up, and it's
muscular atrophy is not a disease. It's just a generic term. It's just a generic term for wasting away the muscle. He's not developing the muscle; it's wasting it away. And there is a form of muscular dystrophy that sometimes people call muscular atrophy, spinal muscular atrophy. So it sounds to me like if they said it's a genetic thing, then it probably involves muscular dystrophy. And those are just labels. Dystrophy means dysfunctional growth. Atrophy means no growth. When you put an A in front of troph, that means troph means growth. A in front of troph means no growth. Dis in front of growth means messed up growth. It's basically the same thing. So they'll call SMA, spinal muscular atrophy, is a form of muscular dystrophy. You want to get away from these official diagnoses. The fact is he's deteriorating. He's breaking down. His muscles are breaking down. Why are his muscles breaking down? Because they're malnourished or they're inflamed. Inflammation comes from the digestive system. Malnourishment comes from the digestive system. Also, maybe things aren't either lack of ingestion of nutrients or lack of absorption of nutrients. But what do all these things lead to? The intestine, the digestive system, either the wrong foods are getting in causing inflammation or the right foods are not getting in causing malnutrition or a combination of them both. We don't want to overthink these things, but if you can get him pounded with liquid nutrients so that you bypass any kind of digestive breakdown or leaky gut problems or toxicity with gluten and such, hopefully he's off of gluten and those kinds of foods, and then you make sure that you're doing the elimination diet and looking for problem foods to eliminate those, you can definitely help improve his condition. Whether it's completely cured or not, I don't know, but you can definitely improve his condition. And then also don't forget or don't underestimate the importance of exercise, even if you're in a wheelchair. Anytime you put some stresses on the body will respond with growth as long as it has the raw materials to do its work and it's not overly toxic. All right, Bob, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. And we are flat out of time on the bright side. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi.